Heavenly Father, today I lift up all fathers unto you everywhere in the world, Father God. Whether they're Christian fathers, fathers that's being persecuted, fathers that are not Christians. I lift all fathers up to you everywhere in the world, my Father God, into your holy, secure hand. For you to look after these fathers and take good care of them into your tender loving care, into your tender loving hand, Father God, your strong and mighty hand. Father, first of all, I ask that you will heal the fathers, the hearts of the fathers that have been wounded by fatherlessness and fatherly abuse, motherly abuse, and that have been wounded, Father God, behind spousal abuse, Father God, and relationship abuse, toxic narcissists and Jezebel abuse and Ahab abuse, Father God, by these demon spirits of Jezebel and Ahab, Father God, in toxic relationships. I pray that you heal the fathers that's been abused and ostracized through the court systems of the custody, child care systems, Father God, of fathers paying child support and custody support and being ruined by judges and lawyers and significant others by their children's moms behind harassing them and taking advantage of these fathers paying child support and being put in jail because they could not pay the child support because they lost their jobs or they wasn't making enough money from their jobs to pay the child support, Father God. And so these fathers had to do criminal things to pay the child support or to these mothers, Father God, that's taken the child support money to use the child support money for their personal selfish gains or whatever, Father God, and not taking care of the children. And these fathers have been separated from their children unjustly by their children's moms, Father God, to control and dominate them, to devastate them. And they have not been able to see their children, Father God, for various reasons of control or separation or court custody lost battles or large fees of lawyer fees and court fees and just the injustice of the court system not allowing these fathers to have relationships with their children and to have custody with their children, to even have visitation rights with their children. For the fathers that spend a lot of their money to win the battle custody for their children and never have gotten the battle custody in their favor to get their children, Father God, that should righteously have their children, Father God, that would be really good fathers to their children and have the best interests of their children in their hearts. I pray that you heal these fathers from these type of custody battle wounds and court battle wounds and wounds from the mom mistreating the father and dogging out the father with these court fees and with child fees, Father God, and paying child support, Father God, and for the fathers that have been unjustly put into jail systems, Father God, that have lost their jobs and homes and cars behind being placed in jail because they couldn't pay child support or they didn't have enough money to pay child support from the little jobs of monies that they gotten, Father God, and they couldn't even pay their own bills as far as even pay child support. And this is a big problem for a long time, Father God, in America, Father God, with a lot of fathers that really love their children but can't take care of them because of low-income jobs, or and they can't even take care of themselves, Father God, because they're not making enough money, Father God, and their money is being bleeded out by court fees and child fees, Father God. And it's not like the fathers don't mind paying the child support, but they do mind being taken advantage of, Father God, and paying child support when the moms are not taking that child support money and taking care of those babies, Father God. But the moms are taking that child support money and taking care of themselves, Father God, and getting their nails done, their hair done, or whatever, buying clothes and jewelry, and not even buying the food and the clothing for their children. So it's not fair for men to be working to pay child support and putting themselves in strain when that money toward those children and the court system is not making sure and keeping tabs on the mother to make sure that she's using that money to take care of the children, Father God, like she should with that money. So Father God, this court system is not fair with the fathers. And the system, the demonic system, is not geared for the fathers and is against the men, Father God, because that's the devil operating in that system, in the court system, in the judicial system, Father God, to separate fathers from their children so these children will not be emotionally healthy and strong, Father God, when their fathers not being able to be around and be separated and stuff, Father God. So I just really pray that you heal these fathers from the wounds of being accused and being abused by the court systems and being financially bankrupt and abused, Father God, and being abused by the mothers of their children and being accused and being castrated by the mothers of their children and beaten down verbally by the mothers of their children and rejected by the mothers of their children because they didn't pay a child payment or they was late paying one because of financial issues, Father God, and our loss of jobs. As some of these fathers do lose their jobs and they can't pay child support either. You know, and that's a situation that happens quite a bit. And for the fathers that have been forced to do illegal stuff just to pay child support for the women that turn around and not, some of these women not to take care of their children. I'm not saying that all the women don't take the child support money and take care of the children, but I'm saying for the ones that are guilty of that, Father. So, Father God, I just pray that you heal these men for not being able to see their children, Father God, and spend time with their children like they want to and raise their children in the way that they want to raise them up in integrity and righteousness and being good citizens on this earth, Father God. Father God, I just pray that you restore everything that the devil has stolen from the fathers concerning this child custody situations and child payment situations, Father God, and concerning divorce and singleness, Father God, and for the fathers that are single parents that are raising their children alone, Father God, and that don't have any mates, and then they had a rocky relationship with the mothers of their children, and their mothers is at odds with them and don't respect them or whatever, Father God, or whatever given situation that these men, these fathers are going through. I pray that you will strengthen these single fathers with your strength and your power and your anointing, and that you will heal the hearts of the single fathers that are wounded behind being disrespected by their children's mothers and family members and stuff and other people in society and being castrated, Father God. And that you'll provide for the fathers to take care of their children Father God, to be able to provide for them financially and to strengthen these fathers to be able to raise their children up to be good citizens and walk in integrity and righteousness in the admonition of the Lord. Father God, especially for the Christian fathers that are single and stuff, Father God, that's raising their children alone behind divorce or separation or the death of their spouse or whatever, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. So, Father God, I just pray that you strengthen these fathers emotionally, mentally, and psychically, and spiritually to raise their children and to be strong in raising their children, Father God, to set standards and boundaries with their children and helping their children, Father God, not to run over them, to respect them, and to help them to respect authority and their authority in them, Father God, and to set boundaries and set rules in their homes for their children, and Father God, and to help them to raise their children in moral, on a moral compass. Morals and principles between right and wrong in Jesus Christ's name, and to set boundaries with their children, not letting their children do whatever they want to do, but being fathers to their children and not their friend, Father God, unless when their children get old enough and grown that they can be friends to them then, but as long as their children are children, that they be fathers to their children. And that you will give these fathers strength to discipline their children, especially these single fathers that are working and raising their children and that's going through all kind of stuff, Father God, to raise their children, to strengthen them, to discipline their children, to chastise their children when they need to, Father God, in whatever measure they may be, in a very healthy way, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, in an appropriate way, for their children in Jesus Christ's name. And I pray, Father God, for all the fathers that are traveling. Today is Father's Day, and for this weekend, Father's Day weekend, and that has went to different destinations, Father God, to visit loved ones and family members and significant others, and even their own parents, their own fathers, for Father's Day, Father God. I pray that you, Father God, would give these fathers traveling mercies and graces to get to and fro from their destinations of visiting their loved ones for this Father's Day holiday season, but today, and coming back from their loved ones and their family members, that you give them traveling mercies in all measures of travels, of traveling by car and foot, boat, ship, Father God, motorcycle, or whatever, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, that you'll protect these fathers from all evil, danger, and harm as they travel everywhere in the world to visit their loved ones, their fathers, and stuff. In Jesus Christ's name, and I pray that you bless the fathers to have a blessed time today of recreation, fun, to enjoy their day, Father God, to celebrate themselves as fathers and to have fun with their loved ones and their children. And for the fathers that cannot be with their children, whether it's through death or not being able to have custody of their children or whatever, Father God, are their children turn against them and fell out with them, Father God, I pray that you heal the hearts of these fathers that are not able to see their children for various reasons, Father, and that you will soothe them and comfort these fathers on every side, Father, and that you will shower these fathers with your comforts of love, your shield of peace, your shield of favor and grace and mercy and compassion upon the hearts of these fathers that are going through a Father's Day with not being able to see their children, for various reasons. In Jesus Christ's name, or situations. Jesus Christ's name. And I pray, Father, for you to supernaturally intervene, Father God, to heal the hearts of the fathers that have been wounded by their own fathers, Father God, from the depths of their own fathers, from fathers that have lost their fathers behind death, Father God, even in childhood, or fathers that have been mistreated by their own fathers, abused by their own fathers in various ways, that you would heal these fathers from father wounds, from fatherly abuse, from fatherly abandonment and rejection, and from motherly abuse, parental abuse, Father God, neglect and abandonment and rejection, and from the death of their fathers, the death of their mothers, and from fathers that's been abandoned by being adopted into families, or being adopted or left or rejected by their father or their mother or both. Father God, that you will heal these fathers from the wounds of rejection, that you will heal these fathers from the wounds of being rejected by their ex-spouses or ex-girlfriends, from the children, from the mothers of their children, rather, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. And I pray that you will shower these fathers with your love and surround them with your shield of love and peace and kindness, Father. And that you will extend your blessings of favor upon these fathers to restore everything that the devil has stolen from these fathers everywhere in the world. And that you will make sure that these fathers have a wonderful, peaceful Father's Day, despite whether they can see their children or not, Father. And that you will let these fathers know that you are the Father that loved them, even if some of these fathers never had a loving father, earthly father on earth, and they had fathers that was abusive or whatever, or fathers that died in the early age or passed away as adults, as them being adults. I pray that you will let them know that you will take them up, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Father. Their fathers may have been abusive or left them, or their mothers left them or died or whatever, but you will never leave them nor forsake them, and you're always there for them. And you're there with them even in the times of trouble, and even through any despair times of hard situations and hardship that these fathers are going through. And you're there for the single fathers that's raising their children alone, and the single fathers that are feeling lonely because they don't have a wife anymore. They've been divorced or been going through a bad separation or divorce, or just got recently divorced, or bad relationships with their children's moms and stuff, Father God, that fell out with the mom or whatever, the mom fell out with them or giving them a hard time, family members giving them a hard time of their ex-spouses or whatever, Father God. I pray that you heal the hearts of these fathers and let them know that you love them, Father, and soothe them on every side and comfort them on every side, Father God, and that you will let these fathers that are single know that you are their helper and their refuge and their strength, and you are the Lord, their shepherd, that they shall not want, Father God. You are their provider, you are their deliverer, you are their strength and their rock and their shield, their hiding place. You're their all in all, and you're the one that can help them. You are their helper and sustainer and keeper, Father God. And I pray that you will strengthen these fathers to know that you are there for them all the time, and you will never leave them nor forsake them or hurt them or betray them or abuse or use them. That you love them so much, Father God, that you will let them feel your presence and sense your presence of love and serenity around them, Father God, and your presence around them, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you will help these fathers have a blessed Father's Day to do some fun stuff with their children and with themselves and with you, to spend quality time with you and to spend quality time and thanking you for being their father, for all the Christian fathers out there that love you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, to spend some quality time with you and gratitude and giving you gratitude and thanks for the good father that you are to them, Father God, to the Christian fathers out there. And I thank you, Father God, for blessing these fathers to have some fun recreational times with their children, and that it will be peace between them and their children and their loved ones and family members, but however way they choose to celebrate Father's Day today and whatever activities and recreations that they choose to do, and that these fathers will also be able to rest, Father God, and relax and be in peace, Father God, with themselves and have some quiet time with themselves, Father God, as well as they have some fun times with their loved ones and their children, that they will have some fun times with themselves of recreation and rest and rejuvenation and peace, Father God, and some fun time with you and spending some quality fellowship with you and your word and prayer and worship and praise unto you, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that all the fathers everywhere will be in gratitude how much you are a good father to them and how much you take care of them. That you are, Father God, a father to the fatherless, Father God, and to the fathers. And that you care about the fathers, even though the fathers are being treated like they're outcasts, like they don't really count, Father God, in society. But I pray that you let the fathers know that they are valuable and significant to you and they count to you. Even though the world are treating fathers like they are insignificant, like they don't count, and like they're not needed, that you will let these fathers know that they are needed and you need them, Father, and their children need them, Father God, and society need them, even though society in general, Father God, and especially in America, are treating fathers like they don't count, like they're not significant, like their contributions are not important and appreciated, Father God. I thank you for tapping the hearts of the fathers to let them know that the contributions that the fathers are doing for their children and society is appreciated and valued by you, Father, and that the fathers are valued by you. And the fathers are very significant and important to you, and that you do not overlook what these fathers are doing for their children on this earth, Father God, and the contributions that they do unto their children and their families and to their spouses and their significant others, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. I thank you for letting these fathers know how important they are, Father God, and how they are needed to continue the legacy of being the fathers and the men that they are, and that you will help these fathers be better fathers, to help them be better men of character and valor, of men of character, Father God, the mighty valor, men that you created them to be in your image, Father God. And that you will perfect those things that concern the fathers, Father, to help them to be better character of men and better people, Father God, and to walk in integrity and strength and righteousness, Father God, to be strong and bold and to stand up for righteousness and truth, Father God, and justice and freedom for their children and for their families and for their spouses and their significant others and family members, Father God, and for society, in Jesus Christ's name, and that you'll restore their testosterone and their masculinity back that the devil has stolen from them, and their self-esteem, Father God, back that the devil has stolen from these fathers everywhere in the world, Father God, behind being castrated by society, because they want to steal the masculinity from men and push fathers aside like they're not needed and only want the children to have mothers and stuff, Father God, and not for the children to have fathers. So I thank you for bringing restoration and bringing the fathers back and up front to be very significant in raising their children and the admonition of you, Lord, Father God, because fathers are the most important fabric in society than it ever has been and ever will always be, Father. And I thank you for restoring what the enemy has stolen, Father God, and placing the fathers to be very significant in society in raising their children and being patriots of their families and loving on their families and children and bringing up their children in Christ Jesus to walk in integrity and righteousness and to be good, integrous citizens on this earth, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. And I pray, Father God, that you strengthen these fathers to be the men that you call them to be through Jesus Christ, Father God, to walk integrity and love and kindness and righteousness and boldness and courage, Father, to be the men you call them to be. And that you are restoring the testosterone and the boldness, Father God, for these men to stand up and fight against the spirit of Jezebel that's trying to steal their virginity and to overcome the spirit of Jezebel and rule over the nations, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, to lead in their families and raising their children and being good husbands to their wives and stuff, Father, that you're teaching these fathers how to be good husbands to their wives and good fathers to their children according to the standards and principles of your word, Father, and that these men will obey your principles of being a good spouse and a good father to their spouses and to their children all over the world, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, and that they will submit to your principles and seek first your kingdom and your righteousness and delight themselves in you, Lord, and you will bless them and you will add to them, Father God, as these fathers seek first your kingdom and your righteousness first, Father God, before they seek anything else, that they will not put no other gods before you, Father, and they will give up their idols and submit to you and submit to your righteousness and your truth and integrity, Father God, and teach their children how to submit to your kingdom way of doing things, to your righteousness, and seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, Father God, to be a good example before their children, to teach their male children to be men, Father God, because only a father can teach their male children to be men. And I pray that you help these fathers to teach their male children to be the men that you call them to be through Christ Jesus by yielding to your wisdom and knowledge and your principles of your law and your word, Father God. And that these men, these fathers, will give up the worldliness and give up the evil and the idols and the other gods and submit to you, Father God, and allow you to be their only God and teach their children to allow you to be the only God of their children, Father God, and that you will help the fathers to be the leaders in their homes and that they would not allow Jezebel to be ruling over their homes. And that they will not be given over to the spirit of Ahab, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. But they will be given over to the spirit of Christ and over the spirit of Elijah will rule over their house. The spirit of Christ rule in the houses of these fathers and in the hearts of these fathers. And the love of Jesus will reign in the hearts of these fathers. And these fathers will not provoke their children to anger. That these fathers will not abuse, abandon, or mistreat their children or their wives, Father. And that these fathers will be good spouses to their wives so their sons can know how to treat a woman with respect and kindness and love. And I thank you for helping these fathers to be kind to their spouses, to their wives, and to their children, to walk in love and integrity and kindness and mercy and compassion to their wives and to their children and their homes, and to take the lead in leading the home and being the priests of their homes, Father, leading their wives and their children, Father God, in the admonition of the Lord and in integrity and in righteousness and in Christ Jesus, Father God, and being a good example to their children and their wives, Father God, to live godly, to live morally and righteously, Father God, and abide by your natural law of things, Father God, and being obedient to you and your word, Father God, and teaching their children to be obedient to you and your word, Father, and teaching their children your word, and to meditate on your word day and night, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. And I thank you for helping these fathers not to let their children push them around, their wives push them around and rule over them, but they will rule over their wives and their children in all integrity and courage and boldness, Father God, and strength, with your strength and your might and your courage, Father God, that these fathers will be mighty men of valor, Father God, and courageous in everything you call them to be and to do, Father, as spouses to their wives and as fathers to their children and as men in society, and that you will show these men who they are and the purpose that you have for them as fathers and as husbands and as men in society, that you will put righteous mentors in their lives that are men to teach them the way of your truth and your word, Father God. In Jesus Christ's name, proper male mentoring and support, Father God, of clergymen and pastors, and that you will send people in the lives of these fathers to treat them with kindness and respect, Father God, that you will bless the homes of these fathers with their spouses and children, that their spouses, their wives, and their children will respect them, as well as these fathers will respect their wives and their children, Father God, because the fathers need to be respected too, just like the fathers need to respect their wives and their children. So, Father God, I thank you for helping the children of these fathers to respect them, that these fathers will get respect and kindness from their children and reverence and help and support from their children as well, because this is not a one-sided deal here, Father. It's not just for the fathers to provide and love and respect their children and their wives and stuff, but it's also for the children and the wives to respect their spouses, their husbands, and their fathers, and give them some support and love and honor, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, for the fathers. And I pray that you restore honor unto the fathers, because that's been stolen by the devil, that you'll restore the honor right back unto the fathers, that people will honor their fathers again and listen to their fathers and respect their father's wisdom, Father God, and not just respect men for what they can provide them for food and money or whatever, but they will respect their fathers for the wisdom and the kindness and the presence of whatever, Father God, and respect them as people, because fathers are human and they got feelings and they're people too, and they got needs and they are worthy to be respected and honored in society and in life too, Father God. And they are worthy to be supported in various ways with respect and help and support and mentoring and stuff like that, Father God, and so many other ways in their lives. That the fathers are not just doing all the giving, but the fathers get blessed too and they receive what they need, Father God, of their needs. So, Father God, I thank you for making the spouses and the children aware of these fathers, that they need to provide and love on their fathers and honor their fathers and honor their these fathers as husbands as well, and be a support system of prayer and help to them and stuff, Father God. And Father, that you will strengthen these fathers to be able to work and take care of the children and the wives and stuff, their loved ones and family members and stand up and protect their family members and wives and children, Father God, from evil predators, from harming them in any kind of way, and to stand up to bullies, to the spirit of Goliath, that they won't be overtaken by the spirit of Goliath and bullied by the spirit of Jezebel. In Jesus Christ's name, that they'll stand up for their wives and their children and their loved ones, protect their wives and children and their loved ones, that give them the strength and the boldness to do so, and not to be cowered down, that you'll restore courage into these fathers, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, and to testosterone, Father God, and strength, Father God, and masculinity back into the fathers everywhere in the world, Father. And I pray that all the fathers everywhere will have a blessed Father's Day today and beyond for the entire year of 2022 and every day beyond, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, I ask that you cover all the fathers everywhere in the world with the blood of Jesus Christ, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, with the blood of Jesus, that you will cover these fathers with the blood of Jesus Christ, from the crown of their heads, Father, to the soles of their feet, the blood of Jesus Christ, that you will cover their spirit, souls, their lives, and their bodies, and their minds, Father God, with the blood of Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ's name, Father God. I pray this over the fathers in Jesus Christ's name. Now I'm going to pray the full Virgin Serenity Prayer by Dietrich Bonhoeffer over the fathers everywhere in the world. Father God, I ask that you grant the fathers the serenity to accept the things they cannot change, courage to change the things they can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as the fathers would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if the fathers surrender to his will, that the fathers may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name. And now I'm going to pray the original full version of the Serenity Prayer by Dietrich Bonhoeffer over all the fathers everywhere in the world. Father God, I ask that you grant all the fathers everywhere in the world to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as the fathers would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if the fathers surrender to your will, Father, so that the fathers may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to sing a short version over the fathers of the original full version of the Serenity Prayer. God grant the fathers to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. Courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Amen, amen. God God grant the Trinity, God grant the Father's the serenity to accept the things that the Father's cannot change, courage to change the things the Father's can change, wisdom to know the difference, Lord, and the wisdom to know the difference, oh Lord, and the wisdom to know the difference, oh my Lord. Amen, 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 amen. God, I ask that you grant the fathers the serenity to accept the things the fathers cannot change, courage to change the things the fathers can, and wisdom to know the difference, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. God, I ask that you grant the fathers to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Amen, Father God. In Jesus Christ's name, happy Father's Day to all you wonderful fathers everywhere in the world. You are valuable and significant to Jehovah Yahweh forever, and Jesus loves you. Oh, precious fathers everywhere in the world, have a blessed Father's Day. And I ask that you pour out Father's blessings unto all the fathers everywhere in the world, Father God, everywhere in America, everywhere in Canada, everywhere in Israel, in all nations of the world, Father God, forever and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.